Cowboy, you ready?
Who's this?
What do you mean? It's showtime, baby. Let's go.
Mom?
No! We're on.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Dude.
What time is it?
Dude, I waited for I've been blowing up your phone. This is like the 17th call.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, dude. When are we going to be on?
Dude, we're live.
Oh, fuck.
It's showtime.
All right, Atlantic City, St. Crabs, it is that time. Once again, it is time to place your bets on yours truly, Jimmy J, and the 420 Cowboy. And I just got one question for you. Are you ready? Let me ask that question one last time for 2020. I said, are you ready? Then, for the two in attendance, and the dozens, and I mean dozens, listening on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, let's get ready to place your bets! Yeah! Place your bets, the Atlantic City Podcast. Once again, I am your host, the host that covers the most, Jimmy J, alongside of the man that needs no introduction, and he rides with the ganja by his side. His name is the 420 Cowboy, Mr. Sean Martin. Sean, good morning. Welcome to the show, man. How you been?
Oh, man. You know what, dude? Fucking now that I'm awake, aside from a woman hearing your voice first thing in the... What time is it anyway?
Well, this is morning for you. It's 9:16 at night.
Oh, shit.
Eastern Standard.
Yeah, I had a long night, dude, but just got to tell you, aside from a beautiful woman, hearing your voice next to that first thing in the night, morning, just makes my day. Good to hear from you, pal.
I appreciate that. I don't know how to take that, but okay, thank you. Thank you, Cowboy. Well, you know what? Listen, this is an exciting show because this show... We're going to have a little 2020 in review. Now, there's a few pieces of news we're going to touch on in Atlantic City, folks. But this has been just a tumultuous year. And a lot of people just are excited for 2021. And they despise 2020. But you and I, you know, we're positive guys. We like to extract that positive out of every situation. And we're going to do that on this episode because there was a silver lining in 2020. We're going to get into that, folks. But before we get into anything, I just want to let you know where you can listen and follow us. So if you're listening now, you know what platform you're using. But just to throw it out there, we got Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, wherever you get your audio. That's where you're going to find the Place Your Bets Atlantic City Podcast. This year, listen, this is the foundation year. We were building, folks, but next year, I promise you, it's going to be more consistent. There's going to be a lot more things happening, different segments, maybe even more interviews coming your way from Atlantic City. We're really going to kick it up a notch in 2021. Thank you for listening since day one. It was a hobby. It turned into something more than that. This is a passion of mine. I got the Cowboy alongside with me on every single episode. I'm so happy that I do have you on board, Cowboy. I appreciate you very much. And, folks, if you want to know where you can follow us, well, you can follow us on Instagram, my personal Instagram. It's at jimmyj.enasinantyt. You can also follow the 420 Cowboy, 420 Cowboy SM on Instagram. And, of course, the Place Your Bets AC Instagram is at Place Your Bets AC. On Twitter at jhawg719. Like us on Facebook at Place Your Bets AC. Also at Jimmy J Entertainment on YouTube. Yes, we do have a YouTube at Jimmy J Entertainment, youtube.com/JimmyJEntertainment. And of course, if you love us just that much, folks, I mean, it's Christmas time, right? It's the holiday season. Spend a little extra chip, put a little extra jingle in the stocking for us over here on Patreon, patreon.com/JimmyJEntertainment. We're not going to disappoint you because next year, just to throw this out there, Cowboy, not only do we have an Atlantic City podcast, not only are you going to see some wrestling content, some other content, dude, we got some horror content that's going to be coming out next year as well. So much going on that Patreon and on that YouTube. Folks, it is well worth $3 a month. That is one of the tiers. And even just at that tier, you're going to get the whole enchilada. So I suggest, I recommend, if you love us and you want to support us, check it out. Check out Patreon. You know, we're doing things. We're doing things for Atlantic City, Cowboy. And first and foremost, I want to ask you, I haven't checked in with you in a couple of weeks. What's been going on, man? How you doing?
You know, now that the holidays are winding down and New Year's going to start, it's going to be good. You know, tomorrow will be 13 years since my dad passed away. And you know, we try and do New Year's out the right way. So I'm going to have a bottle of champagne tomorrow, be on the boardwalk, smoking a joint. And when it hits that final, you know, it starts a new year all over again. Everything's good. It's, you know, it's just that final day kind of sucks because he passed away at noontime on New Year's Eve. And so, you know, the countdown. Yeah, you know how that is, dude. Yeah. So, you know what? I make lemonade out of lemons, dude. I know he don't want me being upset. He wants me to enjoy my life. And he wants you people out there to do the same thing. You know, whether people are passed away or sick or whatever during this time of year, you can't blame, you can't force yourself into depression by using that as an excuse. You know, a lot of people this time of year use depression almost as a crutch because they don't want to face what they really want to do. Let me tell you something. Whoever's listening right now, fuck.
Tell them.
Get up off your ass, okay? Have a cry for whoever you care about. You cry. You fucking cry for them. You let them know how much you care about them. You get up off your ass. You have a little drink. You have some of that special food that you normally wouldn't eat. You know, you go hang out. I'm sorry. We've been good all year round. You can go and hang out with one or two of your close friends with a mask on and say, fuck it, Happy New Year, because this New Year's been a bitch, and I'm tired of it, and I know once 2021 hits midnight, woo, I'm done with 2020. It was a crazy year.
It was a crazy year. We're going to get into 2020 in review. We're going to sum that up for everybody out here, but you know what? Mr. Martin, big shout out to him, okay? You know, rest easy. He was an ice cream man. Right. And he always loved to spread that cheer and that joy. And that's what we're going to do on this episode. We're not going to be negative on this episode just for Mr. Martin. OK, it's a special dedication to him right now. You know what? I want to start off with some news here. And, you know, people may take this. Some people may take this as negative. But you and I, again, we're going to extract the positive out of this piece of news coming out of Atlantic City. Showboat Hotel.
Okay, oh, yeah. So,
yeah, you know what? It's home base for us almost right now. You know, we've been doing a lot of gigs over there. Yeah, man. I mean, look, the water park. How many times have somebody has somebody said, hey, let's put a water park in Atlantic City? They had almost times. How many times? Like a billion, right?
Crazy.
Yeah, crazy amount of times. But it never came to fruition. But now it is. It's official. And they got a tax break. For 20 years, Showboat did. That is why the water park is being built. And it's more than just a water park, man. Indoor water park. This is going to be a volleyball court. There's going to be a bar. I mean, they're going to make this into it's a huge thing. I mean, you think of like Kalahari Resorts and some of these you know, indoor water parks or whatnot and in other areas. It's not going to be probably as big as that. But think about it. This is Atlantic City's first indoor water park, and many people have a lot of negative things to say about it because of the tax breaks or whatnot, and you know, residents living there, they're gonna pay more taxes. But let's talk about the positive on this. Before I kick it to you, Cowboy, I want to let everybody know my thoughts on this, okay? So Yo. You know, you think about Atlantic City, resiliency comes to mind, okay? Because they've been through hell and back, and nothing has stopped them, man. They found ways to improvise. And improvise is the key word of the day, folks. That's what we're talking about, because 2020 is all about improvising. But you know what? They continue to keep revitalizing and repackaging their product, Atlantic City's product. the product that draws and generates the most revenue for the city, the casinos, the hotels. Okay, it's a tourist town. You know, I know you lived there. You lived there your whole life, but you have to admit, the main focus of Atlantic City is its hotels and its casinos. And you think about it, Showboat was a casino before, went out of business, came back, and is trying to stay afloat. And they tried so many different things, yet they're still here, and they still made it happen. And now they finally got a little bit of a break. They got a break for a water park. And a lot of residents aren't happy because guess what? They're paying more taxes. But think about the positive here, folks. This is now opening the door for more job opportunities. Yes. And on top of job opportunities, now you're drawing more tourists in, which is generating more revenue for the city. And ultimately, yep. It can clean up the city and add more things to the city. More of a police presence, or more police presence, I should say, in the city, because now there's more money coming in. There's more money for more cops. And the city needs it because there's a lot of violence. There's a lot of things going on outside of AC and the outskirts, folks. It's not all peaches and cream and winning money in the casinos, okay? There's a lot happening there. So this is much needed, okay? I don't care what people say. You know, there's a lot of people going against it. My opinion, and everybody has their opinion, and I'm not going to knock your opinion, but my opinion is this is a positive because it's generating more revenue for the city as a whole, and it's bringing more people from all over, because Atlantic City's focal point was casinos. But now that's like 20-25% of Atlantic City. Now it's everything else that goes into it. You know, the comps that you get, the shows, the entertainment. And even though things are kind of on a hold right now with entertainment, it's very limited. You know, adding a water park in there, it's a blessing. And by the time this is up and running, you say about, I don't know, 2 years from now, they're going to be breaking ground next year. Say 2022, say maybe 2023 summertime. It is going to be jumping over there, Cowboy. Now, I want to give it to you. What do you think about this?
A blessing in disguise to the owners who we work with. And I was a proud employee of Showboat. Never had to quit. Never got fired. Just moved on to, you know, bigger and better things. Always fell in love. I love Showboat. And Showboat, I'm your fan 100%. I hope you guys do $1 billion, a gazillion dollars in revenue with this water park. You're going to bring a lot of children, younger adults to the area, which is going to open up more room for more arcades, which is going to open up more room for more family fun things. More helicopter rides. You know, with all that extra space that they also have right next door, with all the stuff we talked about before, bringing monster trucks down there. I think that you get a big water park that's actually going to be around all year in Atlantic City going. People are scared of the ocean. Okay, that's why they don't go in. Now you learn how to swim inside of this water park, and you're not scared of the ocean. More people out on the beach, which means more revenue for the cabana bars, for the the outside bars. Dude, it's gonna be a win-win situation. Yes, we're gonna have to pay some taxes in the beginning, but guess what? In any business venture, you gotta pay something up front. When you put a dollar in a slot machine, aren't you making an initial investment?
Yeah.
Correct? What exactly we're doing as taxpayers, and I know some people aren't going to like me saying this, but, you know, as taxpayers, regardless of your, if you're, whether you own, rent, you're paying taxes. This is going to be a wonderful thing for us. It's going to be a win-win situation for everybody in the end.
Yeah. And I want to go back to your point that you said, bringing in families. You know, AC is targeted, their main demographic is gamblers, you know, elderly people and anybody who loves to gamble. That was their demographic, okay? In the young crowd, of course, with the club scene. But now, you know, you think about it with COVID and everything like that, there's no clubs open. You know, you may have some bars open a certain amount of time, but that whole club scene for the young people spending money, that's out of the window right now. That's gone. So this is a blessing in disguise. You need to draw in that demographic. I've been saying this, I don't know, for months now. I mean, we need more families in Atlantic City. Yes, it's great. You have your sections for the gamblers, for the young crowd. But you know what? You need to have that section for the families. And that is exactly what Showboat is going to become. I mean, they're already pet friendly. All right, so if you're coming down, you have animals, you can bring them there. There's not going to be any issues. And there's very few hotels, folks, in Atlantic City that are pet friendly. It's Showboat, yeah. It's Harrah's, and I believe it's, I don't know if it's the Marriott or something else over there, but there's another hotel that's off of the boardwalk. The Sheraton, I believe. Yeah, Sheraton. That's Sheraton. Pet friendly. Yeah, that's it. So there's like three that I know that are pet friendly, but on the boardwalk, the only pet friendly hotel in Atlantic City is the Showboat, and that is where the family atmosphere is going to be. Folks, breaking news also, okay? There are going to be restaurants added to the Showboat in months to come. So, listen, they're fixing that place up, man. They're going to turn it into what it used to be, if not better, okay? Yes. So, I'm so happy that, you know, we're a part of – we're not officially a part of the team, but we're almost like grandfathered in. I'm blessed to say that we have a great relationship with that hotel, and we have been doing business only for a few months now, but we are going to be doing more business on a consistent basis with the Showboat, and this is going to be a prime location in months and years to come. But folks, from one piece of news to the next, you know, you think about it. We just mentioned COVID, okay? And 2020 has, if nothing else, okay, it has told us that we need to learn not to depend on anything, and we need to learn how to improvise. Because COVID decimated the entire world, and it still is. I mean, they're talking about a new strain right now, and they're talking about vaccinations. And, you know, I'm only wondering, how are we going to be able to operate future events, you know, with people having to be required, I think, to get vaccinated before the event. And, you know, thinking about Atlantic City, I think there was a piece of news out of there. Are they giving vaccinations right now anywhere in Atlantic City, Cowboy?
Breaking news if you want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. You know the Atlantic City Convention Center on the boardwalk, Convention Hall.
Of course, okay. Yeah.
Now, back in World War II, I believe, it was meant for the sailors stayed there, and it was also for a triage. That place has been used as a football field. Now, skating rink, basketball. That place has been used for everything. It had 100 lanes of bowling in it for the ABC Nationals that they just built and took out just like that. Okay. So this place has been used for everything. Let me be the first one to proudly say that Convention Center will be the first official setup. The vaccination for COVID virus.
Wow. So, wait a minute. That's it. They're setting that up. So, everybody that comes to Atlantic City or needs to get vaccinated in AC goes to the convention center.
I could spit and hit the place, dude. I see it right outside my window. I may be one of the first ones to get done. Who knows?
Dude, you're right there. And, I know you are. And, you know, I think about this now. What's going to happen? Like, I guess when the tourists come in and they want to go to an event, if they're not vaccinated, they can just go to the convention center and get vaccinated. Because, folks, this is going to be the unfortunate reality right now. And this is my opinion. And it's also a little bit of common sense added to it because you see what's going on out here. Now, they're not going to be able to keep the entertainment industry down for too long. So, eventually, you know, even though there's new strains coming out, you know, I feel like there's going to be, here's that word again, improvise. There's going to be ways to improvise and finding new methods to conduct business and generate revenue. And I think that if the shows are going to go on, the show must go on, folks, okay, you're going to need to be required either to have a negative COVID test or to get vaccinated. That's what I'm assuming is going to happen in the later months of 2021. You know, maybe by the summertime, because, you know, people are going to want to have events outside. They're going to want to have concerts and, you know, other activities, you know, sporting events and whatnot, and have a multitude of people there, not just be limited to have maybe a few hundred. They want thousands. And if that has to happen, you know, there's going to be some some real need for some serious security to ensure safety. And also, you know, people are going to actually look at this and be like, hey, you know what? The only way we can do this is if you show us that anyone who bought a ticket is either tested negative for COVID or they get or got vaccinated. And I think that's what's ultimately going to end up happening over here in Atlantic City. But you know what? Right now, you know, you talk about, again, improvising. And the one thing that I know that still stood afloat during 2020, during COVID season, and during all this, the pandemic going on, is sports betting. I know it's a crazy segue, folks, but you know what? When I look at everything right now, you know, I see it. Okay, people in the state of New Jersey, and statistics show, in the state of New Jersey, sports betting, the numbers, okay, outdo Vegas. It's just astronomical how many people have been betting on sports either on their mobile devices or at the sports book. I mean, people go to the casino. People bet at the tables, on the slots. But sports betting is through the roof, Cowboy. And you know what? It's funny because, you know, I deal and I promote for a specific sports handicapper and another gentleman that has his own poker club. And I got to tell you right now, I got to give him a plug because he sponsors this podcast. Folks, let me tell you something right now. If you are looking for a great sports handicapper for some solid picks or somebody that runs different grids and has its own poker club, Chips and Nuts, you download the Real Cards Poker app. Go to Chips and Nuts, group ID 118-423. My man, Jimmy G, is going to hook you up. Make sure you check him out, dogsandaces.com. And also, if you have Facebook, which pretty much 99.9% of the world does, check out the group Chips and Nuts. And also, make sure you check out the main group, Dogs and Aces. Dogs and Aces, that's the group. Jimmy G is the guy. He's the guy that's going to hook you up. Thank you, Jimmy, for sponsoring this podcast and for always helping us out over here. Because, again, sports betting, folks, it's just through the roof. And if you're a sports bettor and you love to bet on anything, any kind of sport, he is the guy to go to, Jimmy G. So big shout out to him. But you know what? I think about 2020, Cowboy. And everyone could talk negative about this year. But we're gonna once again extract the positives out of 2020, and we're gonna give everybody out there our year in review for 2020. So before I get into it, I want to ask you, what is the one thing, the one blessing that came out of 2020 for you?
You know what? It's funny because so many people had such a horrible year, and from what I've gone through it. God, you know what? The number one blessing that I can honestly say that I've gotten this year, and it's because of you, it's because of Steve Weiss, it's because of people like Shane Fair, it's because of Showboat, it's because of Beret. You know, you guys have given me a voice that I never, ever, ever dreamed that I could have, and the honor that I have to be able to play on your buddy's sites at the Chips and Nuts, Jimmy G, to be able to go to the wrestling event and be able to meet all the wrestlers, Tommy Dreamer, to be able to go to that Halloween party and meet the other wrestlers and meet your other friends. And dude, you put me on stage and dude, back if it, this time last year, I was still mourning another New Year's without my dad and thinking, well, it's just going to be another year. What else? What's going to happen? How bad could it get? What am I going to do? Wow. So you've given me a voice. My friends have given me a voice. The people out there that take the time out of their beautiful lives to listen to us. You know, there's so many things they could possibly be doing, and to take the time and hear what we have to say and know that we really give a shit about you people. And I say it every time, if it wasn't for the people, it wasn't for you, Jimmy, my friends, my family, the people at the bowling alley, Dave Nays especially, love you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Dude, I would not have any of this. I got a voice that is being heard, and I thank you. Yes, a voice. I can't. That voice.
Well, dude, let me tell you something, cowboy. We thank you for being the type of person that you are. You're a genuine human being. There's not a lot of people out here that are genuine like you, and that are real and honest like you, and that are loyal. So we appreciate you, and I appreciate you, just to let you know that. And I got to tell you, man, you know, we talk Atlantic City News. Folks, if you're listening to this right now, it is most likely the new year. We're recording this on December 30th, 2020. We're dropping this on December 31st, New Year's Eve. If you hear it when it drops, then yeah, the ball hasn't dropped yet. But if you hear it afterwards, then yes, it is the new year. This, to me, is going to be the first podcast of the new year, because we're wrapping up 2020 right now, and we're getting into this new year, 2021, stronger than ever. And that is because we have a real solid team. And I want to talk about, you know, this year, my year in review for 2020 in Atlantic City, folks. Now, this is not going to be your normal podcast. You know, the last few episodes, we've had conversations about different pieces of news, and we've been talking about the pandemic and talking about some of the parties and festivities that we had going on, okay, which is great, you know, but there really hasn't been a lot of entertainment and things going on in AC, all right, and things or interviews that we had. I think the last interview we ever had on here was the gentleman that was running for mayor, Mr. Tom Forkin, good friend of ours. Yes. You know, unfortunately, he didn't win. It was a one-year term. He had to fill in. Don't worry. He'll get him again. Next year's another shot. Okay, he doesn't give up. But interview-wise, we plan on having some other cool guests for you next year. But our main focal point on this podcast is to be informative about some of the news going on, give you our thoughts and opinions, and keep you up to speed with everything happening in AC with a little bit, just a dose of entertainment. And, you know, when I think about entertainment and I think about 2020, a lot of people could say, well, Jimmy, they even stopped sporting events. I mean, the only sports, quote unquote, sports that was going on TV was pro wrestling, you know, and there was nothing else happening. And, you know, I think about it. I think about the positives of 2020. Cowboy, one of those positives is linking up with you and Mr. Stephen Weiss. Because if COVID never hit, and this is true, folks, COVID never hit, I would have never linked up with the Cowboy and with Steve Weiss. Because honestly, I was considering just having some random people on here for interviews and not even thinking nothing of it. Again, this was a hobby to me, and it turned into something a little bit more now, okay? And I'm very dedicated, and I'm determined to make Atlantic City better than it's ever been. Because, again, it's a home away from home for me, folks. And some people ask me, Cowboy, hey, Jimmy, why didn't you do this for New York City? You know why? Because New York wouldn't appreciate it. That's it. There's so many people in New York and there's so many things going on. This is a money city, folks. It's a bittersweet city to live in. It's sweet if you have money to live here. And it's very bitter, very cold if you don't. And it's a tale of two cities, like most cities are in New York. And Atlantic City was an escape for me. And this year helped me not only escape the reality, but also create a new reality. And it's all thanks to you and to Stephen Weiss. And if I never linked up with you, Cowboy, Steve and I would have never been in conversations, and we would have never been building these events that we plan on delivering for people in 2021 and beyond. I mean, look at this year, okay? Think about how it began. We linked up, right? We had conversations. Then September 5th, we had the BCW show going down, right? And that was nothing to do with me. I helped out because I knew Steve. He helped facilitate, you know, the connection with the Showboat with Mr. Mike Levine. Big shout out to Mike Levine at Showboat.
Yep.
Okay, we linked up with Mike. Great guy. He connected us with Mr. Steve Sharkey, and the rest is history. You know, we had that wrestling event, which, you know, we spoke about. We spoke about how it was just one of those days, you know what I'm saying? But the bottom line was our foot was in the door after that event, and you proved to me how loyal you were at the event. Even though I already knew it, you showed it. You showed it at that event, and our team became stronger, and then strong enough where we decided, hey, let's have a Halloween extravaganza in October, 6 weeks to plan. We did one hell of a job. We sold 153 tickets. I don't think there were that many people there. I said this before. But still, the principle of selling that many tickets in 6 weeks, for, honestly, nobody really knows Jimmy J Entertainment down there, okay? I'm brand new down there. They know a little bit about North Step and Steve Weiss, but they don't know who Jimmy J Entertainment is. Now, we bought something new over there, and we generated sales, and we gave everybody, more importantly, forget about money. Forget about sales, because let me tell you something. I didn't make a hell of a lot on that show. Am I complaining? Hell no. I am ecstatic about that show because not only was it the first one we did in Atlantic City during a pandemic, during these crazy times, still having people come out, spend their money, and have a good time, okay, that was more important. The smiles on the faces of everyone who was in attendance and the yep. positive feedback I received made everything worth it. I don't care if I would have lost thousands on that show. Just that alone, the fact that I can deliver a good time for a group of people that I don't even know and just put smiles on people's faces and host that show, Cowboy, that meant the world to me. And the Halloween party was a huge success. And from there, you know, things kind of died down, you know, a couple months back. I mean, it's died down, but yet we were still able to deliver a charity event this month, the month of December, for the Angels in Motion. Okay, we had a movie trivia event. You were there. I was there. Steve, obviously, we're hosting the show. You did a hell of a job, Cowboy. You were on that stage. You were a natural. That was the first time you were on that stage. And, dude, you were a natural. And they loved it, man. I got to ask, before I continue, what were your thoughts on that Angels in Motion charity event?
Well, first of all, when I went up on stage, I thought I might have had to go to the bathroom real quick. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't really being scared. It was like, wow, man, this is for something important. This isn't for like screwing around. Angels in Motion, you know, I didn't want to go up there and look like a total moron and not have people help them. You know, I really tried to put on a halfway decent performance with what we had done. We had a lot of things happen that day, man. Yeah. First, we Steve, we thought might not was going to be there. Yeah, other people couldn't make it last second because, you know, family emergencies. But we put it together. We put it together, dude. You know what? It was a great time. I felt privileged to be on that stage and help out with the Angels in Motion. And I hope to do it again sometime, you know? I mean, who knows? You know, you put a stage and maybe I'll show up on it. All depends on what you want me to do, boss.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something, man. anytime there's a stage up there, you're more than welcome to join me on that stage, Cowboy. You know what? We're going to deliver. That was a good time. They had a blast, and we collected a lot of blessing bags for those that were in need. Shout out to Lisa B. Shout out to Susan. Shout out to the Angels in Motion. They did a tremendous job with this organization. And, you know, people, I want to talk about this briefly. You know, people look at homeless or people that are suffering from addiction, you know, whatever they're on, okay, and they look at them as like non-human. Right. They are human. They're going through something, folks, and you can't look down on them. Whatever it is, you know, that they're going through in their life, or you know, maybe they're not strong enough to deal with certain things, and they resort to that. You know, you have to understand that this is an addiction. It's not like they chose to be an addict. Okay, they went down this road for particular reasons, and you have to remember they're human. Okay, these people need help. And that's why the Angels in Motion are there. They're there to help them, okay? And it's really a blessing because, you know, most of the world has just turned their head, okay, and just act like they're not there. They walk by them on the street all the time. And it's a shame, man. It is. Every time I see a homeless person, I try to give something, you know, help out, you know. But what they got going on.
So much. One person can only do so much. Yeah. It takes a team. It takes a village. And that's what they got. And that's what we bring to the table. We don't bring single people. See, that's what people misunderstand sometimes about you and me and Mr. Yeah. Weiss and the rest of our happy family. You know, we have a village. And if you have a village, you can conquer any beast. And addiction is a fucking beast. That's the it's, and you know what? If you're addicted to something, whether it be chocolate chip cookies or heroin, it's the same thing. And if you can't get those chocolate chip cookies, you go through weird withdrawals, or you'll do anything. Like if you're a little kid and you don't have that sense of reasoning, you might smash somebody's table just to get to those cookies. Same yeah. thing with addicts. You know, if they're alone and they don't have any money and they need it, they'll do whatever they have to do. And if it means getting killed or getting beat up to do it, they'll take the chance. It's sad. And what yeah. these people are doing for them is just awesome. Everybody deserves a second chance.
Everybody third, does.
Sometimes a fourth and fifth. You know what? Sometimes people just screw up and continue to do stupid little things. Stupid little things can be repaired. You just have to fix what's causing the stupid little things, like a leak in plumbing. You fix the pipe, it stops leaking. No more water, end of the problem. Maybe sometimes people just need their pipes fixed, so to speak.
Yeah, dude, I mean, yeah, that's it, man. I mean, look, Angels in Motion, they're an organization I give a lot of credit to, because not a lot of people are going to want to help out these types of individuals, okay? And they do it, and they go above and beyond. So, you know what? Helping them was a blessing. Okay, and yeah. honestly, and what I've did, and Steve as well, listen, we took our, you know, we didn't get compensated. Folks, I want to make this very transparent for everybody out there. We didn't get compensated much, and whenever we got compensated, you know, we decided to donate to the organization as well. So this is something that, you know, any charity event that we do, it's for the charity. It's not for us to generate revenue, because I had somebody say something about that on social media, and you know how social media is. But anyway, just want to make that clear out there. I want to give a shout-out also, while we're talking about it, to the New Jersey Slot Guy, John Deli, and Top Dollar Mike, the Atlantic City Casinos and More Facebook group. They are always supporting us. They're always supporting the cause. Right. They helped out with the Angels in Motion as well. Big shout-out to those guys. This was a tremendous event, Cowboy, and I look at the whole year. As a whole, 2020, and people may call me crazy, but I got to tell you, I found a lot more positive than negative in this year for me personally. So, you know, I don't know. It was a blessing to me. Now we're going into 2021. We're already aware of the situation. Okay. We have found ways to cope and improvise, you know, with the cards, obviously, that have been dealt. So going into 2021, I can only think of positive things happening. And Cowboy, there's a few events I want to talk about right now for this year that's going to be happening. So first and foremost, you know, talk about Beret. We did a movie trivia last time for Angels in Motion. Guess what? We're going back for Angels in Motion once again. Yes. January 29th, it's going to be at Beret. It's going to be a music trivia with Dan Traynor. He's going to be the guy on stage. He's going to be doing the music up there. Yes. Oh, Danny's great, man. And you know what? Stephen Weiss, he's going to be the guy he's orchestrating this whole event, North Step Productions. Yours truly, Jimmy J Entertainment. I'm helping out. I'm going to be promoting this event. However, folks, unfortunately, because of some family obligations, I will not be able to attend this event. Cowboy, I know you're going to be there in attendance. There might be some other members of the team in attendance. So that is... that's something that, guys, mark that date on your calendar. This music trivia, movie trivia was fun. Music trivia is going to be even more fun, because there's going to be a live musician there playing different tunes. If you want to sponsor this event, reach out to me. Shoot me an email at placeyourbetsac@gmail.com. Tell me who you are and tell me how much you want to contribute, and I'm going to give you all the breakdown of the sponsorship packages. On top of that going on, Cowboy, listen, you already know. A new organization, new promotion is starting in Atlantic City for pro wrestling. That's, what was that?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready.
Yeah, you know, Colossal Championship Wrestling, CCW, going down February 27th at the Showboat Hotel. You're going to be a part of it. I'm going to be a part of it in some capacity. But more importantly, after that event, back at Beret is going to be the big one. It's going to be the return of the pro wrestling watch parties that I host normally in New York, down in Atlantic City at Beret for AEW Revolution. Now, tickets have not gone on sale, but folks, tickets are going to be about $10 a pop, and you're going to get a lot with that, including a match live at Bure. So, Cowboy, I'm excited for 2021, but what about you? What are you thinking?
Honestly, 2021, we're going to work great together. You know, pennies make dollars, dollars make hundreds, hundreds make you billions. You know, I'm ready. We have got so much, the legalization of marijuana, okay? We're going to have more, they're going to, now that they have vaccines, you know they're going to loosen up on events. So I'm going to tell you right now, we should be at least 50%. I'm going to say we're going to be at least 50% by May, because they're going to be getting a lot of the vaccines out. And then they're going, I would say by summer, I say by 4th of July, once all this stuff's under control, which I think it may be, I think by 4th of July, we're going to be open 100% ready to do anything we want to do. So 2021, oh yeah, we're going to take 2021 by the balls. And all you people out there that were scared to take the ride first, you better jump on, because there's limited seating on the 420 Jimmy J North Step Express.
Oh yeah, baby, 2021, Cowboy, that is going to be our year to build, to continue to build that foundation. Before we go, before we sign out of 2020, I got to give a special shout out to everybody, and I know I'm going to miss a few people, that came along for the ride, that joined us and joined the team. Big shout out to South Jersey Jason, my man, Brian. Brian, listen, you only knew us for a few months. You did one hell of a job for the Halloween party. You came through, you delivered, and you're now a part of the team. Shout out to Matt Lightning for being part of the team. Sam Ross, part of the team. Big Brink Vader, he's always been part of my team since 2003. Going into 2021, Vader, I know you're going to be a great asset to the team. Of course, yourself, Cowboy. Of course, Mr. Steven Weiss. Of course, my graphics guy. Big shout out to the Green Man. Big shout out to my production guy, Mark Hollywood Schwann. I mean, so many people. I know I'm missing people here, folks. Okay. Oh, Swift. Can't forget my boy, Swift. He's the muscle. This guy, you don't want to mess with him. Not only is he the muscle, he's part of the promotion team. We got street team members. We got sponsors. The guys who sponsored us since the beginning. New Jersey Slot Guy, Top Dollar Mike, you know, the Atlantic City Casinos and More Group. My man, Ralphie, the traveling chef from Philly. Big shout out to him. Margate Breakfast Club, shout out to them. Just yeah. Cutting Up Barbershop, who really didn't believe in us when we walked in there. Didn't know us from a hole in the wall, but we made them believers, and they helped sponsor that Halloween party. You know, anybody I'm missing, please forgive me, but I'm telling you right now, folks, this has been a great year for networking, a great year for the Jimmy J Entertainment and North Step production team. I can't thank you guys enough. I'm so proud to have a team like this. And I got to tell you that I'm looking forward to 2021 and beyond. Thanks to you folks, Atlantic City Sand Crabs. Thank you more importantly than anyone, because you are the heartbeat. You are the ones that listen to us. Listen to these melodious tones piping right through your speakerphone, and listen to the Cowboy as he rides in every single episode. We love you. We thank you for all the support, all the listens, all the feedback, whether it's positive or negative. It doesn't matter. I take constructive criticism. I'm not sensitive. I have thick skin, folks. It's okay. You can tell me if I'm fucking up. Straightforward with you. Listen, I'm holding no punches right here, Cowboy. It's a new year. We're doing things differently, but we're going to keep the same foundation, the same team. God bless everybody out there. I'm going to give you the floor right now before I sign out. Cowboy, what are you going to say?
First of all, buddy, yeah, like I said, it's a real pleasure this year. Happy New Year, my friend. Many, 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 many more. To everybody else out there, like I said before, this is a rough time of year for some people. Hang in there. Y'all know who I'm talking about. I love yous. I love everybody out there. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of the show. Atlantic City, we're only going to get bigger, and we're only going to get better. Hang on in there. Let us do the driving. Make sure you jump aboard the 420 Jimmy J North Step Express.
All right, Cowboy, thank you very much. Sand Crabs, thank you very much for listening and supporting this podcast since day one. We are now signing out. 2020 in the books. 2020, so much more to come. We're going to see you soon. God bless. Happy New Year. Be safe. And stay tuned. There's a lot more to come as we continue to deliver for you. So thank you for placing your bets on Jimmy J, the Cowboy, in Atlantic City.